What are you guys doing?
Oh, we're trying to work.
Trying to work?
Trying to work, yeah.
Building a nice doorway. New business coming in?
I think so.
Yeah? You folks Anabaptists?
Oh, yeah.
Mennonites? My name's James. This is my wife, Debbie.
Okay.
The gospel card? We always like to challenge Mennonites because we love our neighbor to test themselves to see if they're really following the biblical kingdom of God versus a kingdom of a bunch of man-made traditions. Have you ever thought about that? Christmas, Easter, not preaching Christ crucified, living in communities rather than going into the world. And that's what I do. I travel and preach, go in the world. And Jesus said, go preach the gospel. Have you ever pondered if the Anabaptist faith is man-made traditions that Jesus said makes your worship in vain? Mark 7. Or is it the truth of God? See, that, those gospel cards there will help you to test that. And on my website, if you do go online, you're a businessman, you probably have a website. If you go online, I have lots of articles about the Anabaptist faith, and we're fair. We go to Roman Catholic places, Lutheran, we go everywhere. We go all over the world, we preach, or all over America, and we preach all over, and we just call people to, Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth, and he said you must be born again by the gospel, born again through his blood. And most people are born into religion in America. They're born into Roman Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, Anabaptist. But you can't get to heaven being just an Anabaptist or being a Baptist. You have to repent, place your faith in Christ's shed blood, right? His death, burial, and resurrection. He's the only way. We don't belong to any group, by the way, so we're not some cult. We're Bible-believing Christians. Follow the Word of God. And the Bible says when you do that and you're willing to repent and even lose your life, you may lose all of your friends and family in the Anabaptist traditions because they don't want to follow Christ. They want to follow false ways. We've lost our whole family. We've lost everything to follow Christ. The Bible says you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. Spiritually born again. And when you're born again, I used to be a drunk and a worldly man, a fighter. And when you're born again, the Spirit of God comes upon you and you begin to see the Word of God and you conform your life to it. And then you test everything you do and how you live to the Word of God. And even your own beliefs, your own Anabaptist beliefs, your parents' beliefs, your elders' beliefs, all get tested to the Word of God. They tested Paul in Acts 17, and they said they were noble, the Bereans. If they could test Paul, who Jesus handpicked, I think they could test me, you, and the Anabaptist elders. But here's an interesting thing. What's your first name?
Paul.
Paul. I'm James. When I ask Anabaptist elders to test and call me and let's go to the Word, you know they never will. They refuse to test themselves. Isn't that what would be called prideful? To not test yourself to the Word of God? So you must come by faith, repentance, losing everything. You're born again. The fruit you're born again is not you go to a church system and you wear certain things they tell you to wear and you go to church on Sunday, which God never ordained, or you do Christmas and Easter, which God never ordained. My tracts and my articles prove all this. Good Friday and Easter Sunday. These are lies that the Roman Catholics instituted. Jesus didn't resurrect on Sunday and he didn't die on Friday. He died on Wednesday, he resurrected on Saturday. Why? He's our Sabbath rest. Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense. And the fruit that you're born again is holiness and obedience, keeping the scriptures, coming out of the world, and false churchianity. Thank you for listening. And the last part, I know you agree with this, you have to endure. You don't just believe and say a prayer and you get to go to heaven. If you're not in the will of God, if you're not in the Word of God, if you're not in the ark, which is Jesus Christ today, Noah had a wooden ark, like you guys work with wood. We have to be in Christ to be floated above the wrath of God. And you're not in Christ if you keep man-made traditions, you turn your back on the truth of God to be linked to people. And remember this, I'll leave you with this, you're being very gracious. A minority with God is far better than a majority without him.
Yeah.
So if you leave the Anabaptists and you go off on your own to just be a godly man with your family, maybe one family, maybe nobody, you're a majority with God like Noah was. If you stay with the false traditions, oh, you got a lot of people around you on Sunday, but wrath and God's judgment is coming. Ponder that. My card's there. You got my phone number. I'd love to help you.
Yeah, thank you.
Two of them are there. You can share it with anybody interested.
Sure. Thank you.
God be praised.